Stay tuned for Nightline Africa, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Marty Johnson reporting. Voting is now over. The polls have closed in Myanmar. Pro-democracy leader Aung San Suu Kyi joined millions of her fellow citizens voting in the election that could bring her National League for Democracy party to power. VOA's Steve Herman is at the polling station where Aung San Suu Kyi voted.
The question is not whether the NLD is able to be the largest vote getter among the 90 or more parties that are contesting in this parliamentary election. The question is whether they can capture two-thirds of the parliamentary seats to overcome this distinct advantage that the military and the government have, because a fifth of these seats are reserved for them. So they need this two-thirds and majority to really get through parliament what they want, and more critically, be able to select who will be the next president of Myanmar.
VOA's Steve Herman reporting from Myanmar. In spite of increasing indications that it was a bomb that destroyed a Russian passenger airliner last week high over the Sinai Peninsula, the head of Egypt's investigative team says there have been no definitive conclusions reached. All 224 passengers and crew aboard the jet died. Foreign intelligence reports first raised the theory that a bomb exploded aboard the jet based on overheard chatter by known terrorists shortly after the crash. The Islamic State group claimed responsibility. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights has at least 23 Syrian civilians were killed Saturday in suspected Russian airstrikes on a rebel-held town outside of Damascus. Russia, Syria's government, and a U.S.-led international coalition are all carrying out bombing raids in Syria, sometimes in the same areas. This is VOA News.